death at a distance. The missile slammed into the glass as if outside of time. Cheers went out of the filthy, windowless cubicle, littered with teacups and comic books, like a dam of frustration burst by a sudden rush of joy. The young man was shaking and calling out ecstatically, "They got him! They got him!" The operator knew this was his moment. He took a marker and scratched out the name. A second drone gave details. A restaurant in Chicago. A party for his child. He would always consult the Oracle before a mission. In the middle of the night, it said, "Chin, modesty," he thought. Modesty. The restaurant was utterly destroyed. He was trying hard to make out the models of cars. Some were on fire. There were people screaming, running chaotically in all directions. Terror without sound. Other operators were entering the filthy, windowless room. Laughter, asking about the red convertible with the top down. One knew all the names, even how to pronounce them. "Chin," he thought. He handed the note to an officer. "They got him. Destroyed." The president was only at the third hole. He read the note and then handed the note back to the officer. He then drove a perfect shot straight down the fairway. He learned to love the game while still a student in Miami. It made him feel, he couldn't quite say, feel good inside. Terror without sound. Death at a distance. Terror without sound.